Standing on the stage now that the Dream Team ceremony has closed out with the 2016-2017 Wrestling Coach of the Year, Kevin Stofi, taking that home for the third time. It's the first time you've had it in a little while, but the season that you guys put together, the team run that you made, especially in the postseason, definitely a deserving award for you. What was the year like? Did it seem like it was a Coach of the Year type season?
Well, you know, I mean, it's such a long season, and you don't think about those things during the school year. But the season we had, we started off on a roll. We went to the Zumwalt North tournament, which was an upgrade for us, and we ended up winning the tournament, which was my first inkling, you know, that hey, this might be a special season. And as the season wore on, we seemed to get better and better. You know, every meet, every tournament. Jake and Ryan both seemed to crank it up as the season went on, and it was just a fantastic finish. You know, the two state medalists was beyond my wildest dreams.
Now, this isn't the first time that you'd won the award. You've won it a couple of times over the years, and a gap in between some of those Coach of the Year awards. What is your philosophy as far as molding someone into being a high school wrestler? Just the mental toughness. There's a lot that goes into it. Apparently, you've got something figured out to help these guys get started.
Well, it starts at an early age. You know, we have a little league program and a junior high program, and you get them out there early, and you know, they just it takes a lot of time, especially with wrestling. You know, the mat experience you just cannot replace. These guys definitely have some mat savvy. They know where they're at on the mat. They know, you know, the exact situation, and generally they know what to do out there. So, again, that comes with time and just working with them over many years.
Now, you've got a pretty storied career. You made a cracked a joke about it there during the ceremony. What was it like to watch one of your guys win a championship?
Oh, I can't describe it. You know, we've been in the finals five times in the past, and we fell just short in all of them, including, you know, Jake's brother Tyler made the finals. And, you know, we came up short every time for one reason or another. I mean, close but no cigar. And, you know, this time getting it done, I just can't describe. Jake ended up locking up a cradle on the kid from Willard, and as he's circling with it, trying to turn him, and when he finally turned him to his back, I just can't believe it.
Did it seem like the pause from when he actually got the shoulders down to the hand hitting the mat, was it forever?
It was forever. The referee was actually out of position. So, and he's on the opposite side. So he's scrambling to get in position, and the kid was flatter than a pancake. But it seemed like it must have been, you know, 10 seconds to get over there. But, you know, when I watch it at full speed, it really didn't take him that long to get there. But just a fantastic moment.
Anything else you'd like to mention about taking home the Coach of the Year?
No, it's just a very humbling award. You know, the guys that voted for me, I want to thank them. You know, wrestling is one of those sports where you truly get to know your opponents. You know, the guys in the conference that I see on a regular basis, you know, Coach Freeman, Coach Brown, and some others. I mean, you know, I see those guys almost weekly. And it's a friendly rivalry. You know, we give each other a hard time. You can imagine some of the things we might say to each other, but it's a friendly rivalry. I'm getting tongue-tied here. And, you know, when you're sitting in a tournament for 12 hours on a Saturday, you know, you get to know your opponents and some great guys.
Once again, talking with a Dream Team Wrestling Coach of the Year, Kevin Stofi from Windsor High School. Coach, I appreciate it, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.